This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, Monday on Cross Hope, we began a new message from Proverbs on the subject of tongue piercing. Not what you think it is. The tongue has tremendous power to pierce the heart and pierce the spirit of another person. You know what that means personally, perhaps, both on the receiving end or the giving end. We're studying Proverbs 15, 16, and 18, passages that talk about the tongue. Let's continue with part three today. God bless you as you listen. And all of a sudden, as one psychologist said, a typical ventilating marital argument escalates to the point where there's the explosion on the part of one or both, sometimes accompanied by physical violence. And then there's just sullenness afterwards. People mope and they don't talk for days. And then the cycle is repeated weeks later or days later. And when the cycle just begins all over again, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Let's bring up verse 2. The tongue of the wise commends or gives knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. Anytime you see the word fool in the Bible, it doesn't mean somebody with a low IQ. Fool means somebody with a character flaw or character deficiency. That's what it means when you see the word fool. We use that word all the time. He's a fool. She's a fool. That's not the biblical meaning of the term. But isn't it interesting? The mouth of a fool gushes folly. But a person who's wise commends, who gives things that edify people and bless people. Let's go to verse 4. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. I told you to underline this for a reason. The term tree of life is a phrase we don't use, but it means healing and blessing. A tree of life means the source of good things, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Every man in this room, every woman in this room, every young person can remember a time in your life. It may have happened last week. It may have happened a month ago. It may have happened a year or years ago, where somebody you trusted told you something and you believed them. Only days later, weeks later or months later, you found out they were lying to you. Do you remember how you felt? You know what the Bible calls it? Having your spirit crushed. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. There's devastation that happens in a man or woman's spirit, spiritual damage. When somebody you trust tells you something, I'm telling you the truth, and you find out later it was a lie, your spirit is crushed. Yet just one example of the power of the tongue. Listen to what Arthur Dobrin says. He talks about being honest and frank with people with our words. Before you're frank with another person, ask yourself one question. Why? Why? Is it to diminish the other person? Is it to make you feel better at their expense? The ethical question is to ask, will this foster the relationship? Will this improve the relationship? There's always a way to be honest without being brutal. There's always a way to be honest without being brutal. Let's bring up the next one from chapter 16. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. You ever thought about your words having healing power? They do. You have the power to heal people emotionally. You have the power to heal people spiritually with your words. Words have power. Let's bring up 27. A scoundrel or an ungodly man is what scoundrel means, by the way, plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire.
Well, the term scorching fire is a visually powerful image for me because I think of the fires in California or in the Southwest. That's the term that's used about the destructive nature of the tongue in Proverbs. We continue this message tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.